12:22 p.m.
Hello, this is Relay Oregon. I'm Communication Assistant 3088, leaving the following message. Have you ever been hopelessly harassed by a total stranger on the phone, day in and day out, for an entire year straight? You will, and the company that will bring it on you, PLATNT.
End of message.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show for March 15th, 2016, and I'm your host Roy, aka Brad, aka RBCP, and guess what? Today is a brand new show. It's not going to be a show of just old stuff like I did last time. You know, last time I had two different people tell me they didn't even remember any of those calls from 2014. So I probably just could have passed it off as a brand new show. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to start doing that occasionally from now on and just not even telling you guys and see who notices and who doesn't. And that'll be like a social experiment on my listeners instead of the people that I call on the phone. Today, Cluedo is the sponsor of the show, and he's going to be responsible for all of my sniffing and coughing fits and inability to breathe correctly. I'm feeling much better, by the way. I don't feel like crap anymore. I'm just kind of low on energy, and I'm still coughing a bunch, so I'm going to be editing a ton of that out today. But the important thing is that I can sit up for hours at a time, and I'm going to do that right now and try and record a show for you guys. And since I don't appear to have any announcements or anything, I guess we'll just get started with the show.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise?
Whoa!
Oh, a shooting star. Let's make a wish.
I've been getting some prank requests from a guy named Michael, and he's a pizza delivery guy, and he's been getting really pissed lately because some of the people in his delivery area still have their Christmas lights up today in March, and they're still turned on and everything. He sent me pictures. This most recent one was just 10 days ago, and I'll try that one first. He says to please call them ASAP before they take them down, and that this house in particular pissed him off because they stuffed him on the delivery tip. Oh, and his name is Mike J, not Michael. So I'm going to call this person and say, hey, I'm your delivery driver and you're a motherfucker. No, just kidding. I'm going to call them and tell them, I guess, to take their lights down.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gary. I'm your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered when you're going to take your Christmas lights down.
Excuse me?
When are you going to take your lights down? You're making the neighborhood look like we're a bunch of hobos, leaving your lights up like that.
Okay, thank you.
When are you going to take them down?
Oh, we will. Thanks for calling.
When, though? When? The question is when.
Neighborly.
You need to hurry the fuck up. Well, that didn't go well.
Hello?
You want me to come down and take them down for you?
Listen, sir. Oh, yeah. I appreciate your concern. You don't need to be rude. Don't call our house again. Well, thank you.
You're being rude by leaving your lights up.
Okay, thank you.
So
mind your business, we'll mind ours.
Well, it's everyone's business because we can all see your
don't
lights.
Don't call our house. Don't call here again.
You need to take those things down. It's fucking March. Well, she didn't even get angry, so that was boring. This next one is quite a bit older. This one is from February 24th that Mike J. emailed me, and he sent me a picture of this one, too. So, I don't know. Let's see if this person is... I mean, they might have taken their Christmas lights down already, but I'm going to accuse her anyway, just in case, just to be safe.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when are you going to take your Christmas lights down?
I never do.
Why not?
I leave them. We just left them up all year round for years.
So you're rednecks, basically?
Yeah.
Well, you're just lazy? Like, what do you have to do that's so important that you can't take your lights down?
We just think they're decorative.
Well, yeah, for Christmas. Not for March.
Yeah,
March, though.
Yeah, so you just don't like the Christmas lights?
No, not... Well, I like them during Christmas. They look awesome during Christmas, but, you know, what the fuck? Take them down. It's March.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
I'll take that into consideration.
What are you doing right now that's so important? Like, just watching TV?
Well, no, right now I have a migraine headache because I've had my nerves cauterized in my back.
Oh, you sure it's not just because you're being lazy and it's messing with your body because you just sit around watching TV all day? What?
We put them up in the summertime, and we decided we liked them, and we left them up for probably 5 or 6 years.
Well, nobody else likes them because you're bringing down the value of the neighborhood, make us all look like hobos and rednecks.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take them down then.
You better, because I'm sick of your shit, lady.
Okay.
I am sick of your shit.
Is there something else that's going on around here?
Well, your husband, he keeps giving me the snake eyes every time I drive by, but we won't get into that. Just take down your damn lights. They're not even colored.
Oh.
They're just white. It's barely even Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
You could at least turn them off, though, couldn't you? Couldn't you just turn them off the rest of the year?
Actually, they're all set up on a timer.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too bad there's no possible way to turn that off.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that. So, yeah, well, thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. So, have a nice day and everything.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And yeah, okay. Bye. Wow, Mike, you live in a really chill neighborhood. Nobody gets upset. She's just obeying my commands. She sounds like she's really going to take her lights down. So I hope this makes your delivery routes more bearable, not having to look at a bunch of Christmas lights in March. I feel kind of bad for that one. She's going to go out there and take her lights down now while she has a migraine. So it looks like there's one more. I'm surprised these people are even answering. It's you know, middle of the day. Well, I guess it's almost 3 p.m. there. But I wasn't expecting answers today. Aw, man, it looks like the last one, the one from January 24th, doesn't even have a phone number on it. And I just checked White Pages, and there's no phone number listed. He says, I don't have the phone number, but I'm sure you can find it easily. Not if it's not on White Pages. Anyway, thank you, Mike J., for giving me phone numbers of people that don't get angry and make me feel bad for being a jerk at him. That was great. What a great way to start off my first real show in over a week now. You know, I think I'm going to call each of those people back real quick. Only this time, I'm going to be calling from the city.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Harris?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from the city of Mequon.
You're kidding. Okay.
And we've received a complaint from a neighbor of yours about some Christmas lights. Do you know anything about this?
You know, this guy, I don't know who he is. All of a sudden today, he starts calling here, being very rude, saying, you know, he will come over and take our Christmas lights down. We don't even turn them on. They're just up. So, I mean, I don't know what the issue is. I don't know who he is.
Oh, I thought he was just kidding, actually. So you actually do have Christmas lights up still?
Is that a problem?
Well, it's not against the law exactly, but it does make the entire neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos.
Oh, so this is you. You're the same person, right?
Oh, no. This is Dave from the city of Mequon.
Well, Dave, you know, it's strange that you sound just like him. And you're using the same words he's using. Would you please stop harassing me?
Well, no. I'm. This is the first time I've called. I'm just responding to a complaint.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's even a professional word that you should use when speaking with one of the residents of Mequon.
What word? What word are you talking about?
Hobo. I'm making the neighborhood look like hobos.
Well, yeah, but, you know, hobos aren't real people. It's not really a bad thing to say.
This is really odd. Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
And we take care of our property.
Yeah, except for the lights that you leave up all year.
It's not except. And Dave, I'll be calling and making a complaint against you, too.
Oh, I bet you will.
Because you actually, you're harassing me right now.
No, I'm not.
I asked the gentleman to stop calling me, and now you're going to call?
Well, no, he asked me to call. I'm just responding to a complaint. It's not a big deal.
So you're going to talk to me the same way he did?
Well, you're the one yelling at me right now.
I'm not
having
yelling
an attitude.
At you. Okay, attitude. Right. Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, yeah, that right there. That wasn't an attitude, was it?
Not at all.
Okay, yeah, I can tell.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye. I can't tell if that lady believed me at first, because she said something when I first said I was from the city, but that might have just been disbelief that he would actually call the city after her. But let's call the other one, Teresa, and see what she has to say about her crimes.
Hello?
Hello, Teresa?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from the city of Macmon, and I was just calling about, I'm responding to a complaint we had from a neighbor of yours, something about some Christmas lights.
Yeah, he just called me and totally cussed me out.
Cussed you out?
Yeah.
Oh.
He told me I was a lazy fucking bitch, and what am I doing now that I can't get off my ass to go take my Christmas lights down?
Oh.
They've been up for like 6 years.
Oh, they have been up that long? I thought he was just kidding about
that. I mean, they've literally been up at least 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he told me his name was Roy. I have no idea who he is.
Okay, yeah, that's who called me.
I mean, yeah.
And
he just went on, and I mean, I didn't know, I was flabbergasted. I didn't know what to say.
Flabbergasted.
So I asked some of our other neighbors if they knew who they were or who he was, and they said no. And they called me white trash. Gosh, I'm bringing down the value of the homes in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just going off, and he used so much profanity. I mean, he didn't even give me, like, a nice courtesy call saying, you know, I'd really appreciate it, you know, if you would, you know, maybe take your Christmas lights down because we don't really think it looks good. He could have said, you know, just about anything, and I would have been okay with that, but just getting totally sideways with this profanity and all this other stuff, I don't know.
Okay.
And I can't believe he called and complained.
Yeah, well, yeah, he just...
I mean, he just called me like 10 minutes ago.
Huh, okay, well, yeah, I just wanted to find out what was going on, because he sounded really upset about this and everything. But as you know, it's a city ordinance thing about the Christmas lights, and you're not allowed to have Christmas lights up after January 31st. And you say you've had them up 6 years now?
we've kind of been missed on that path, I guess.
So let's see.
Yeah.
The fine is $5 a day. Let's see, 365 times 6 years times $5. It looks like you're going to owe us right around $10,950. Of course, I can credit you 31 days.
You're kidding, like, right?
Well, no, it's a city ordinance. You're not supposed to have your Christmas lights up.
We are supposed to be given a letter stating that we have so many days to get the Christmas lights down.
Well, and usually,
but estimating at a year. I mean, I have absolutely no idea. I know it's been a while.
But you just confessed.
Nobody's ever given us a letter.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Nobody's ever said a word to us.
Since you just confessed over the phone, I can just go ahead and fine you for those full
well,
6 years.
I said, I'm guessing we've had them up for a year, or 6 years. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time.
I know. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know how long.
Are you just lazy or something? Why don't you ever take them down?
Am I what?
Are you just lazy or something? How come you don't ever take them down?
Are you okay? I don't understand, because we saw the decoration in Cedarburg,
mm-hmm.
where they had the icicle lights along the picket fence.
Yeah, at Christmas.
And we liked the idea, so we put it up there.
Oh, we're dealing with those people, too. Those motherfuckers. We're dealing with them. I mean, they think they don't have to pay the fines, but they're going to pay the fines, too.
The ones in Cedar Bridge?
Yeah, those one with the fence. Every time I drive by there, that pisses me off.
So is this the same person that called me earlier that cussed me out and thinks it's funny?
Oh, no, no. This is Dave. I'm from the city of Mequon.
Okay. Because usually employees don't use the F word with customers.
Well, you were cursing at me earlier. You were saying all kinds of curse words.
No, no. I was telling you what he said to me. I wasn't cursing at you.
We kind of were.
No, I was cursing. I said, the guy told me, asked me if I was a fucking lazy.
Oh, there you go again.
I'm too lazy to get up and take down the lights.
Oh, well, are you?
I don't really understand this whole thing. This just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's just...
I mean, I would appreciate just a letter saying, we don't like your lights, take them down, and that would have been fine with me.
Yeah, well, you know. He's,
I mean, it would have just been a kind of common courtesy, because we've actually gotten compliments over it, because we use it more as a decoration, not as life.
Yeah, it's a Christmas life. Decoration.
And when the plants are all in bloom, they hit off the plants really pretty and everything.
Yeah, it's almost like it's Christmas.
Oh, except for it's summer. We've got big, huge daylilies in front of it.
Oh.
So you can barely see the light. You can see them going through the brush.
We don't allow that type of flower in the city either. So that's another fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to add that to your huge list of fines here, over $11,000 now. Is there anything else you want to admit to, confess to over the phone?
No, I mean, take me to court, I guess.
Oh, we're not taking you to court. Nope. You just need to pay the fine when it gets there. We're going to send you a bill.
Okay.
For those Christmas lights.
All righty. And let me see here. I need your first and last name and your employee IC number.
Okay. Well, I already told you my first name several times. My name's Dave from the city.
I know your name is Dave from the city of Mequon.
Yep.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
And your city employee ID number?
It's 12345678 9.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it.
Okay. And it's just,
and you have a nice day.
All right. And hurry the fuck up and take those lights down because, oh my God, it's fucking March. Okay? Okay. I still kind of feel bad for that one. But at least she's aware of the problem now, thanks to me and Mike J.
I wish there would be no war.
Cool.
I wish you would jiggle your boobs more. I wish I was a little bit shorter.
Shorter.
Mmm, Taco Bell, run for the border. I wish to save the whales.
Cool.
I wish that the notes went up and down a scale. I wish that I had more wishes. I wish more girls were more promiscuous. I wish for world peace. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. I'm a radical dude. Pizza, that's my favorite food. Let's make some wishes. Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. But my wish for today, I wish that Michael Bolton would sing on my birthday.
I have an update about the sidewalk pranks that I did last week or whenever that was that I last did a real show. When was that, like a week and a half ago or something? I don't even remember, it's been so long. But I got updates on Facebook from two different people. I think they posted these to the Phone Losers group on Facebook. The first update is from a guy named Chris, and it's a screenshot, or not a screenshot, it's just like a photograph of a screen. It looks like the dispatch screen at the police department, showing that a police officer is responding to a suspicious phone call from an unknown person, and you know, it's like a log thing, in route, arrive, and then closed. And I didn't think that was even related to me until Nick posted a screenshot of a post by a certain police department, which says, "Attention, blah, blah, blah neighborhoods. Recently, residents from your neighborhood have received phone calls from an unknown individual who opposes the sidewalk initiative in the area. We are aware of the situation and we would like to ensure residents are informed with the following information. Some residents have received calls from 425-243-7565 by an individual using the name Roy. This area code number lists to Seattle, Washington, and has a history of complaints on the internet as a number generating harassing call. calls. That is, by the way, the Carding phone number that I've been using for years now. And it was an accident that that showed up on their displays. I'll explain that in a second. Other residents have received a call from, and it has the phone number of the city phone number that I was using to spoof with, making a false claim to be with the city employee. No city employee has been calling residents regarding the sidewalk initiative. Here's what to do if you receive this phone call. Treat it as any other solicitor or prank. Do not give out any personal information and hang up and then call us to file a report. So I think I remember when I first did all of these calls a week or so ago, that I wasn't having a lot of luck with people answering, and it was kind of a sucky live show because of that, because people just wouldn't pick up their phones, and I didn't know why. And it turns out it was because my number was showing up as Seattle, Washington. Or I don't even think that's not a Seattle phone number. It's somewhere in Washington. It's not Seattle. But the way my phone system works here in my house is if I run out of credits with my SIP provider and I can't make phone calls anymore with my SIP provider, the one that provides the spoofing capabilities, the caller ID spoofing, instead of my phone just not working anymore, it moves down to the next thing that it can dial out from on the list, which just happens to be the 425 Carding phone number. So that's what happened last week. I ran out of credits and I didn't realize it, and my system started making all of the phone calls from my Google Voice number, the 425 number. And of course, when you Google that phone number, you get a bunch of people complaining about me on there. So oops! I still have a few people left on the list though, and I think I should at least try and call them one more time, right? So let's go through this sidewalk list one last time and see if the people will pick up this time, since my phone number is coming from the right place. This first one, she left two different comment cards. She's trying to cheat the system by leaving two different comment cards, and in both of them, she is very much against the sidewalk project.
Hello?
Hello, Pat?
Yes?
Hi there, this is Roy from the City of St. Louis Park.
Yes, Roy.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to get started on those sidewalks this week in front of your house. What are you laughing about?
Oh, this is not... I know better than that.
You know better than what? What are you talking about?
Who is this, really?
This is Roy. I'm from the City of St. Louis Park. Why don't you believe me?
I think that's pretty funny.
How is it
funny? I almost recognize the voice, but I'm not sure.
No, I'm for real, ma'am. Look at your caller ID. I'm calling from the City of St. Louis Park.
Okay. Go ahead. Go on with your story.
Okay. Well, we're going to be tearing out your sidewalk in your yard.
Sidewalk.
What? I'm sorry?
I don't have a sidewalk in the front of my yard.
No, the one that's in the one that goes up to your front door in your driveway?
I don't have one.
You don't have a driveway?
I have a driveway.
Okay. I'm just saying the concrete that's in front of your house, it doesn't match.
There isn't any concrete.
Why don't you have concrete in front of your house? Are you a hobo or something?
Now I know this isn't the city.
No, I really am with the city. Why don't you believe me?
Well, because I think it's kind of a sad joke.
Why? Well, why are you laughing so much then?
Because it makes me laugh.
Well, I think you're enjoying the joke, so it's not a sad joke.
I laugh a lot.
Apparently. Okay, well, we're going to be putting a sidewalk in front of your house, and then we're going to tear it out just to show you a thing or two.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds good to me, Roy.
Okay, well, you have a nice
day. You too.
Goodbye. Bye. I'm kind of thinking I'm not going to have much luck with these anymore. I should probably just throw away this whole list. But no, I may as well just go through the rest of these, just in case somebody hasn't been notified about me yet. This next one is Yvonne. She says, in her comment card, "When my children were small, they had to walk to their friend's house, the park, the school, baseball, etc., on this road," all caps on that part. "I am for sidewalks and wish we had them years ago." Let's see if we can sway her opinion.
Hello?
Hello, Yvonne?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the City of St. Louis Park.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to get started on that sidewalk this week in front of your house.
Really, already?
Yeah, and but the problem is that your sidewalk, the one that's, you know, in your yard, it doesn't match the, it's not the same style of concrete we're going to have on the city sidewalk, so we're going to have to tear that out, and you're going to be responsible for putting in a new sidewalk in your yard?
Well, okay, I don't quite understand, because my sidewalk is very brief from my driveway to my front step.
Yeah, but it doesn't look very good. I mean, your driveway too. We're gonna have to take out your driveway because the concrete doesn't match, and we want everything to match so it looks nice. So you're gonna have to put in a new driveway.
I'm a little surprised, Dick. I'm actually a little surprised that you're putting sidewalks on our cul-de-sac here. At all, but...
Well, I thought you were for them. I thought you wanted the sidewalks there.
Well, no, I said I'm surprised because, just because it's a cul-de-sac, but I'm fine with having sidewalks in the neighborhood. I'm a little... when I heard that it was going to actually encroach on the road, I don't understand why... I know why my neighbors are upset down the way, down on 34th Street, because of it narrowing the road. I think that there's plenty of boulevard space there that they could put the sidewalks in without you know, narrowing the road. But besides that, I'm not quite sure I understand what you're saying about my particular spot.
I'm just saying that
because I don't have a sidewalk going from the street to my step.
Yeah, but you have the driveway though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, your driveway.
And it's blacktop. My driveway is blacktop.
Yeah, I know, it's ugly, and we're going to be using nice concrete for the city sidewalks. So we're going to be tearing up all of your blacktop, and it's going to be up to you to use nice concrete and replace that.
The whole thing?
Yeah, we're going to tear out all of your blacktop out of your yard.
Are you doing that to all the neighbors?
I'm not sure. Like, some of them are okay, but some of them aren't. But I just know that you're, like, on the
Everybody's got a blacktop driveway.
Oh, well, they'll probably all be torn out then, because they're just ugly. They have to match the city sidewalk. It's a new city ordinance we passed last week.
Okay, well, that's something new that I haven't heard about, and I'm not sure that I'm in favor of that.
Well, you should keep up with local affairs.
I can't afford to put in a new driveway. That's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you're just going to have a dirt driveway then, or grass or something.
Well, I'm afraid not.
Well, no, we're going to do it. We're going to tear out your entire driveway as we put the sidewalk in.
Nobody said anything about that. Remember hearing anything about that.
Yeah, and it's okay, though, because we're going to recycle it. We're gonna use it to repair roads with all that extra blacktop from your driveway.
Why would you have to tear out the whole thing? Why not just the part by the street?
Well, because that would look really stupid. So we're just going to take out the whole thing, and you can just plant some flowers there or something. Just in place of the blacktop, just plant flowers or grass or some, or you know, put in a real driveway instead of a hobo driveway.
This is the first time I've heard anything like this.
Well, you should keep up with local affairs then.
You know, I went to one of those meetings. I didn't go to the very last one, but there was nothing said about anything like that happening.
Yeah, the last one, that's where we said we were going to...
We should have certainly gotten a mailing, either in the mail or by email, telling us such a thing.
Well, it's cheaper just to make a phone call, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just letting you know we're going to tear out your driveway. No more driveway for you.
I totally protest that, and I won't allow that, because I knew nothing about that.
We're doing it, so make sure your car is not parked on your driveway, because we're
going
to have to...
No, I'm going to talk to my neighbors.
About what?
Right away.
Well, they can't do
I will be talking to my neighbors about that.
They can't do anything about it. They don't work for the city.
If they don't know about it, we certainly are all going to protest that, I'm quite sure.
Well, probably everybody knows about it but you, because, I mean, it was we talked about this at the last meeting.
I doubt that.
I think you're wrong, because I think everyone knows about this. This is common knowledge.
I will be talking to my neighbors about that.
It's a new city.
And I will be talking to my city council representative about it, too.
Unanimous vote. This new city ordinance passed. No more hobo driveways touching our nice city sidewalks.
And you say it was just last week? Last week that they voted on this?
Yeah, yeah, and it passed unanimously.
Well, then how can we possibly know about that?
Well, it was in the paper. You should read the paper more.
Which paper would that be? I didn't get a Sun Sailor last week.
Oh, that's the one. Why didn't you get it?
I don't know why I didn't get it. In fact, I don't think I've gotten it for 2 weeks.
The delivery people probably didn't want to deliver to your house because your driveway was so ugly.
That is absolutely untrue.
You don't know that. Why haven't you got a paper then?
I don't know why they didn't deliver the last couple of weeks. It's often hit or miss.
Yeah.
With that paper.
Well, you should get it. You should just cancel your subscription.
Who did you say you are? Would you tell me your name again, please?
Sure. My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with the city of St. Louis Park.
How do you spell your last name?
It's GHERZWQRP.
Say that again, please.
TMUBY.
No, start at the beginning. Spell your last name for me.
No, I already told you. Come on.
I didn't catch it.
So please make sure your car is not parked in the driveway, because otherwise we'll just have to tow.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We'll tow your car.
That is unacceptable.
Well, you don't have to be sorry. It's fine.
You can't tell me that I have to spend thousands of dollars that I do not have to put in a new driveway. I put in a new driveway at my house already.
Yeah,
once.
Ugly blacktop one.
Yeah, well then everybody has an ugly blacktop one.
Well, just because
and
everyone has
really,
ugly...
For you to insult me like that is unacceptable. I will be talking to my city council representative.
Well, by then it'll be too late, because we'll already have torn out your driveway.
Oh, no, it won't be.
Maybe you should have just spent the money on nice concrete the first time around.
I'm sorry. I did not want concrete.
Well, now you don't have
a choice.
What
about my neighbors across the street from me who have a beautiful brick driveway? Are you going to tear theirs out, too?
Oh, yeah, because we don't have brick sidewalks, so fuck their driveway. We're going to reuse those bricks to build our next city building. We'll recycle them.
Okay, I have to leave right now. I have to go teach my students. But
Where do you teach at?
I will be checking on this.
Where do you teach
Goodbye.
At? What? Well, that's weird. She suddenly remembered her appointment as soon as I said the fuck word. It looks like she was the last one on the list. I had about 7 of them left that hadn't picked up before, but they're still not picking up. So I am officially done with this sidewalk list, which is probably for the best since the police seem to be on to me.
Hey, Brab. It's Dr. Astronaut. I have this idea. I'm thinking now it's the beginning of the year, you could do it. What if you kept track of, the best calls of the year, right? And then at the end of the year, instead of doing, a best of, and keep the numbers. You got to keep the numbers. Instead of just doing a best of the year, like a year in retrospect, you can call those people and play them the calls and give them an award or something, like angriest old man or stupidest bitch. And wave her fee.
And I'll say I'm from the KDK show, and this is KDK, and you've won the KDK prank call award. That's what I'll do, so I don't get in trouble. And they just go after KDK for it.
Or something. Just a thought. You know? Plan early. All right. Love you, Brab.
Yeah, that could be fun. Maybe I should start doing that. The calls that are just really turn out well, I'll just start keeping a list of them. And I'll do an awards show. Yeah, okay. I'll make a sort of attempt at that. I'm used to just throwing out numbers immediately to resist the urge to keep calling them back for years at a time, like I've done in the past. But just for you, Dr. Astronaut, I'll see what I can do. Everyone be looking forward to the 2016 KDK Awards show coming at the end of this year, maybe.
Oh, dear Roy.
Hey, Corbin guy.
And just letting you know,
awesome show. Tuesday the 2nd. Actually, what, you posted it Monday the 1st or something like that. But
this is 11 days ago, by the way. So I'm not sure which show he's referring to because I'm so behind on voicemails.
Seriously, good show.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Even though you thought it sucked, I thought it was pretty effing cool.
Ah, it's probably the one that I was referring to earlier with the wrong caller ID, the sidewalk people.
Or fucking cool. There, I cursed. And I'm just calling to compliment you. Okay, I'm gonna climb into the bathtub now and wash my butthole with a wash rag.
Okay.
I might use like some body soap or something like that. So
that sounds
hey,
nice.
Hey, okay. Like you really needed to know that. That was disgusting.
Of course we did.
Fuck you. All right. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Corbin guy.
Hello, Brad Carter.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that your shows have been really shitty lately, and you need to play more best of shows.
Okay.
How about you play an old clip right now?
I guess you were happy with the last show then, right?
Probably about a 5-minute clip. That way you can squeeze an hour out. And yeah, it's real shitty lately.
Yep.
But this is Butthole Baby Semen Liquor from YouTube. And
okay.
You suck. And you used to be funny. So try harder. Have a good day.
I'll try to do better. Sorry, baby, semen, butthole, whatever.
Hi, Brad. It's me from Washington, D.C., although I know the area code does not say that because I took this phone off of a homeless person because, of course, nowadays they all have cell phones. Anyway, my question is, at my work in our cafeteria, we have a payphone. And when I call the number on the payphone, it rings on my cell phone, but it doesn't ring in person. And my question is, why is that? Have they turned off the ringer somehow, or has the phone company just disconnected it so that it won't ring in person? I'm not sure if you can answer this or not, and I will take my answer off the air. Cactus, cactus. Bye, Brad.
You'll take your answer off the air? What other option is there? Anyway, so your payphone doesn't ring. Are you sure you have the right number to the payphone? Because even though the number is written on the payphone, that might not be the actual phone number to the payphone. So you should either pick up the payphone and put in some money and dial your cell phone to see the caller ID and make sure you have the right number. Or another way to do that is to dial 1-800-444-4444. And that number, last time I checked anyway, that will read back the phone number you're calling from. You know, call that phone number from the payphone, and that should give you the phone number of the payphone to make sure you have the right one. And if you have the right number and it's still not ringing at the payphone, then the ringer's just turned off for some reason. It could be broken. I know a lot of payphone owners don't like calls to come to their payphones because they don't get any money that way. They only want people to make outgoing calls from their payphone, which kind of makes sense. And I guess another possibility is that your work asked the payphone provider to turn off the ringer because maybe people were calling it and it was getting on their nerves or causing problems or whatever. Have you tried picking up the payphone while it's ringing to see if you can hear yourself? And really, why do you care? What's the point? What are you planning to do with this? What are you up to? Damn scammer.
Okay, so here's how you get notified of live shows when they're happening. You go to youtube.com/user/phone-loser-shows, all one word. If you see a red subscribe button, click that shit, and now you're subscribed.
Yeah, dummies.
Now, on the subscribed, where it says subscribe, there's a little gear, or gear, if you can't understand my accent, a cog. You click on that, and then it gives you a little dialog box, and one of the options is send me all notifications for this channel. You click that checkbox and click save, and now you get notifications when there is a live show. You're welcome.
Yeah, you stupids that don't know how to subscribe to the channel. Do that, and you can send mobile notifications to your phone, and you'll be alerted whenever a show comes out and whenever a live streaming show starts.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey,
okay,
Gloria.
So, to the person who was wondering why I haven't done the stupid poster thing, I stopped drawing, guys. I stuck at drawing, and it kind of, like, made a realization in my life, but
you don't
I have
suck
to say,
at drawing, Gloria. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Brad is even worse than I am. He doesn't do shit. I don't think Brad does anything except basically torture people on the phone.
That's true.
Where's his vinyl record? Where's all this thing, these things you promised? Okay? So, fuck off. Okay. Adios.
Thanks, Gloria. I have a lot of voicemails here, and I think I'm just done playing them for this show. I know you guys are disappointed because you love the voicemails, but I'll try to get the rest of them done on the next show. Anyway, I think this is the part of the show where I'm going to play a bunch of old shit for the rest of the show. Since I suck now and I can't do good shows anymore, and the guy in the voicemail was saying I should just play a bunch of old shit to fill up time, I think he's right, and I think that's what I'm going to do for the rest of today's show. And actually, the reason I'm doing this is because I've been trying to get some other calls for the show, but nothing's working out, and it's getting late, and I'm just ready to give up. So instead of making it a short show, I'm going to put together some clips of those people who checked out Symphony Sheet Music. You guys remember those, right? I think that's from over a year ago. Somebody sent me a list of people who checked out Sheet Music for a symphony, and I brightened up their days with phone calls.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from...
From which?
The yes. Symphony. You checked out some sheet music from us?
I returned everything.
I know. I didn't say you didn't.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the sheet music, it was obviously used to, I don't know, to cut up your marijuana or something. Like, it smells really bad, like marijuana. You know?
Like, and, I don't know and what you're talking about.
You can't do that. I'm saying that you can't do that. You can't use our sheet music to do whatever it is you do with marijuana, because...
We don't use marijuana. I don't know what you're talking about.
Then how come your sheet music that you returned, it smells like marijuana really bad?
I have no idea. Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're the one who's... I can barely read your handwriting, and like, you can't even keep your phone number.
What does it say? We don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. No,
we don't use marijuana.
Oh, you don't have to lie to me. Look, I'm not judging you. It's fine if you want to use marijuana.
Look, you jagoff, get off the phone.
What?
You leave her alone.
Hey, are you the one that uses marijuana, sir?
No, I'm not. What are you going to do about it?
So is it her that uses the marijuana? Is she the one that uses marijuana?
No, she does not.
Oh, she does too, because we can smell it on this paper that she turned in.
It means shit. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, where else did it come from? I know it came from
Hello?
Your house.
What?
You guys are in a drug den or something.
No. You know what? Don't call here anymore.
Well, don't check out music from us if you're going to use the sheet music to cut up your marijuana.
Oh, come on.
Look, we know...
It's ridiculous. But what instrument do you play?
I don't play an instrument. I just work here.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to call the police.
Why? Stop why? Why would you do that? You're going to call the police on yourself for smoking marijuana?
We are senior citizens. I've been a member of the orchestra for 30 years, 29 years. What are you talking about?
Senior citizens can be drug abusers, too.
We're not drug abusers.
I don't know.
I'm going to report you to the board. Okay, don't
call. Oh, hey, you know what? The board can kiss my ass. And you didn't return your music.
I'm going to go check my house. I'm positive that I have returned the music. Is this from the last concert?
Yeah, and...
Okay, because I did return my music. I did return it to the bin. I will check today, and I will call you back.
We're going to put your picture on the wall... And say, do not let this girl have music, because she's a deadbeat.
It's
gonna say that's gonna be in bold font, deadbeat.
Hold on.
Okay.
I returned the music. I know I did. Maybe my stand partner had taken it.
Oh, don't blame your stand partner. Come on.
Wait, why are you? I don't understand.
Who's your stand partner?
I don't know. I have a different stand partner every time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just kidding. We have your music right here. So I'm going to cross your name off the list. We have your music right here. I was just kidding around.
You were kidding?
Yeah, just kidding. Teehee.
Yeah. Who is it?
No, everything's fine. We have your music.
Okay.
Everything's cool, man.
Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Roy. I'm sorry, I'm just a bit drunk this morning, and I thought it'd be funny to say we didn't have your music, but really we did. Get it? So everything's cool. It's fine. You don't... No, it's here and everything. It's just it's like you folded it into origami shapes. It's a mess because I don't know. Like, is that like a piece that doesn't require a lot of playing, and you're just bored and sitting there folding it into origami shapes?
I have honestly no idea. I never would fold music into origami shapes. I'm a freelancing musician. I don't have any. I mean, I would know better than to do that. I would love to come by and see what you're talking about. I'm not in that right now, but I will be on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'll show you.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to fold it back into the thing that you have. Maybe you can help me and figure out what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
I'm
so sorry. I'm at a loss of why that would be that way.
Also, it smells suspiciously like weed. Like, you know, the paper itself.
Are you joking? Who is this?
My name's Roy. No, I'm not kidding at all. We're just trying to figure out what was... I don't know. Just, were you high that day?
I am having a hard time believing that this is really somebody asking a question. I don't smoke weed at all. Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay. Maybe someone borrowed it from you and during practice or whatever, and
oh my god, I have honestly no idea.
Okay. Also, someone wrote on the sheet music, like, they wrote Beethoven's a fag. And
oh my god.
I compared the handwriting where it says Beethoven's a fag, and it looks just like your handwriting on the sign-out sheet. Because I can see where you disguised how you write your A's. I took a course from Richard Cardo on how to analyze handwriting samples, and we're on to you, Missy.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm in total shock.
It's
I have no idea.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Yes.
This is Greg from the Symphony. You checked out some sheet music from us?
I'm sorry, one more time?
You checked out some sheet music from us?
When?
Oh, a long time ago. Like, way back in... I don't know. It was a long time ago. Possibly back in April. I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that. But there's a small problem with it.
Okay.
Like, we just looked over the sheet music that you returned, and, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but it looks like you drew little pentagrams in all of the notes, like in the whole notes. You turned the whole...
I did do what?
You turned the whole notes into little pentagrams. Little satanic pentagrams.
I don't think so.
No. It's right here on the sheet, and it shows your name on it. And you made... You ruined the sheet music. You made it satanic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this again?
This is Greg from the Symphony. You play the viola, right?
Yeah. Your name is Greg?
Yeah. You play the viola, right?
What, are you the librarian or something?
Well, hey, don't worry about it.
No, I am worried about it because this is not right. So can I speak with your manager?
I agree. It's not right. You shouldn't be drawing little pentagrams on your sheet music. Like, what are you? Are you in junior high or something?
Greg, you're being incredibly inappropriate. Can I speak with your manager,
oh,
please?
You want to know what's inappropriate? Me handing out the sheet music to someone that has little pentagrams all over it. Thank God I noticed it.
Greg, may I speak with your manager, please?
No, he's not in. It's Martin Luther King Day. He's not a Satanist like you are. He actually celebrates the holidays.
Greg, you're saying some very inflammatory things I think you're going to regret. Who is your manager?
I don't think I'm going to regret anything. I think you're going to regret things when you die and you go to hell for drawing pentagrams everywhere. What are you, a pagan or something?
I'm just writing down, you die and...
Oh, you're going to turn this into a threat. You're going to tell everyone I said you're going to die. Guess what? You are going to die. Probably in like 40 or 50 years, or excuse me, maybe 70 or 80 years, since you're clearly in junior high.
I'm clearly
in junior high. Write down, I am retarded.
Junior high.
I have no class. I think pentagrams are clever. I hate the baby Jesus. Write that part down.
What?
You hate the baby Jesus.
Okay.
I am a Satanist, and I will go to hell when I die. But anyway, look, if you can't take care of your sheet music that you sign out, then maybe you just shouldn't sign out sheet music from here anymore, okay?
I didn't take any sheet music and do anything to it.
Oh, that's bullshit, because I have your name and phone number right here. It's your signature. You play the viola, right?
Yes, I do play the viola.
Oh, that's pretty gay. Why don't you play a man's instrument? Play a trumpet or trombone.
You also said that's pretty gay?
No, you misunderstood. I just said maybe you should just be playing a trombone or something. That's what Richard Cardo plays.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It means, come on, viola.
Say what?
I'm just saying, it's a viola. Isn't that a girl's instrument?
Isn't it a girl's instrument? Are you sure this is a real call? Because this is...
No, of course. I wouldn't kid about anything, ever. But what I'm saying is just, you know, grow up. Grow up and get a life. That's what I'm saying. Write that down. Grow up and get a life. Write that 10 times on that sheet of paper.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you've mistaken whatever you think you're doing here.
I didn't mistake shit. I mean, it says right here.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
It has your name. It says right here. You play viola.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure I checked out sheet music, but I don't know. You must have, someone else must have checked it out, or I don't know what concert this is from or anything, so.
Yeah. Well, you can.
So, what concert is this from?
You can pretend you didn't do it, but I know you did it, and I'm putting your picture and your name on the wall, and I'm saying we will not check out sheet music. I don't have to tell you. All I'm saying is grow up and get a life. And
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I wrote it down. You did this. You drew little pentagrams.
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
I told you what I'm talking about, so you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You can say that all you want, but we both know that you think it's hilarious to draw little pentagrams.
We kind of understand what you're talking about.
All right. Well, happy Martin Luther King Day. Have a nice day. That's all of the sheet music prank calls. I thought I had more of those, but I guess that was it. That was from back in the day when I was still good at making phone calls before I started sucking like I do today. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And there will definitely be at least one more show this week because I really need to make up for waiting a week and a half in between shows. So I will try to do something else in the next day or two. Thank you, Cluedo, for sponsoring today's show. I'm not even going to blame Cluedo for me flaking out on the last part of the show today. We'll just pretend that wasn't his fault. Be sure to follow us on facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, both of the YouTube channels, Phone Losers of America and Phone Losers Shows, and visit the website, phonelosers.org. I will see you guys next time, which will hopefully be a few days from now.
My rap flows are cool. Tell everybody there's a party at the pool. I'll invite my friends, like Larry, Sally, Bob, and Steven. We'll wish for cool stuff. Wishes turn real if you wish hard enough. I wish we could party on my balcony. I wish death upon my enemies. Yeah. Let's step outside and take a look at the beautiful night sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished and disappeared. And then, everybody cheered.
Fucking nut missing, buddy.